Good afternoon, Nadine.
Good afternoon, Selvi.
First of all, I would like to start with fast-track judicial review, which get initiated in the Federal Circuit Court. If you could explain briefly about the Federal Circuit Court judicial review process.
Sure, Selvi. Judicial review is a review carried out by a judge to see if an administrative decision maker has exercised his or her power correctly. So judicial review is basically the mechanism by which the courts can check that administrative decision makers have acted properly and haven't made a legal error, sometimes called a jurisdictional error. Now, in the case of people seeking asylum in Australia, decisions made by the Department of Immigration and Border Protection, the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, and the Immigration Assessment Authority are administrative decisions that are reviewable by the courts in some instances. So applicants should try to get legal advice to make sure their decision is actually reviewable before filing their application in the courts. When reviewing a decision, the court will not be concerned with the applicant's claims for protection and their story, but they'll be looking as to whether the decision maker followed the correct procedure. For example, they took into account all of the applicant's claims, they didn't consider anything irrelevant, and they weren't biased in any way. Now, for those people seeking asylum that arrived here by boat between those key dates of 13th of August 2012 and the 1st of January 2014, who are known as fast-track applicants, as you said, under the relevant legislation, if they've been refused a protection visa by the Department of Immigration, then in most cases, that decision is automatically referred to a body called the Immigration Assessment Authority, or the IAA, for a further administrative review. A small number might be excluded from review in the IAA and only have the Department of Immigration's decision, and they can consider applying for judicial review at that point. But it's really important to know that time limits do apply. So, for example, there's a 35-day time limit to apply for judicial review of an IAA decision, and any bridging visa that the applicant had that was associated with the original protection visa will also expire approximately around the same time, just depending on when it was granted. So fast-track applicants need to seek legal advice as soon as possible after receiving a negative IAA decision or Department of Immigration decision, which excludes them from that IAA process. Now, it is possible to ask the court for an extension to file out of that 35-day time frame, but it's not guaranteed that the court will grant one. So it's much better to file within the 35 days, if at all possible. Now, if the IAA affirms or agrees with the Department of Immigration's decision not to grant a protection visa, then generally speaking, the court in which the applicant would apply for judicial review is the Federal Circuit Court of Australia. There are costs involved. There are three sets of costs, actually. First are the applicant's own legal costs if they don't have free legal assistance to pay for their own lawyers. Secondly, there's the court costs, such as filing fees and hearing set-down fees, which total about $1,500 at the moment. And then thirdly, if the applicant is not successful in the Federal Circuit Court, the court may make an order that he or she pays the Department of Immigration's legal costs, because in preparing to defend the matter, they will engage their own lawyers that they need to pay for. Now, the Federal Circuit Court rules, they do set down the costs involved. And if the matter goes to the final hearing, the costs that the applicant might have to pay is around the $7,000 mark, possibly a little bit more. If the applicant can't pay those costs, then they have a debt to the Commonwealth. And if they leave Australia and they want to come back, they might not be able to enter the country again until they pay off that debt to the Commonwealth. Now, this is really important, Selvi. If the Federal Circuit Court finds a legal or jurisdictional error, they don't actually have the power to grant a visa. The judge can't do that from the bench. The law is very clear about that. The judge will have to send the matter back to the IAA to decide the matter again. And even though this time the IAA follows the correct procedure, they may still come to the same conclusion that the applicant doesn't deserve a protection visa. However, if the IAA changes their decision and disagrees with the department, the matter will be sent back down the chain to the department to consider again. Hopefully it will just be a matter of health and character checks if the IAA says that the applicant actually meets the test under the legislation and is a refugee. And just finally, in terms of chances of winning a judicial review matter when asking for review of an IAA decision, it is actually quite difficult. We've been monitoring the case law at RACS, and we know that there's been about 65 cases decided by the Federal Circuit Court to date, but only 5 have been remitted to the IAA to make the decision again. So it is quite tough.
Thank you, Nadine, for your valuable time, and the information's very useful. Thank you.
Pleasure, Selvie. Thank you very much.